Only to be one of
you. He wants
me to be every moment of every day.
Yielded completely to Jesus
alone.
Every step of his be clay in the water's end, ready to do what his word commands. Only to be one, he wants me to be every moment of
for what we have heard tonight. You've been here with your ears and your mind and your heart, and God has spoken to you. And if you've been in the meetings all day, if you've had that privilege, you know God is calling you. You know He's looking for that response. When thou saidst, "Seek ye my face," my heart said, "Thy face, Lord, will I seek." Can we say that from the heart? Let's say it together. Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Again, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Brother Kenny's word brings me back to a meeting I was in here a couple of years ago. It was a very holy time. And the preacher was preaching on Psalm 27. And he read, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." And I don't think I ever heard anyone speak on that verse in quite the same way that he did. This is what he said. That was David's desire. We read it, and we can feel and sense David's heart and his desire toward God. Now, I want you, that meant all of us, to pray, "God, make that my desire. Make that prayer my prayer." Here we read, it's David's prayer, we like it, it's beautiful, oh my, it even stirs our hearts. But is it ours? Is it ours? Is it ours to say, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, one thing I'm going to seek after, the one thing needful, you, Lord, thy face, Lord, will I seek?" And I remember what a holy time that was as we just waited before the Lord and sought him, just along the very line that Brother Kenny laid before us tonight, that he might work in our hearts a response like this. And we believe that he's here to do just that. That's a good song that he started. Let's sing it. It's in our camp songbooks. Every moment of every day. 34. Thank you. Only to be what He wants me to be. Every moment of every day, yielded completely to Jesus alone. Every step of this pilgrim way, just to be clay in the potter's hand. Me to be every moment of every day, trusting my Savior, whatever betide, every moment of every day, knowing He's able and ready to guide every step of this pilgrim way, just to be clay in the potter's hands, ready to do what His word commands, only to be what He wants me. Surrendered and true, every moment of every day, walking with only His pleasure in view, every step of this pilgrim way, just to be clay in the me to be every moment of every day. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Humble thyself, and the Lord will draw near thee. Humble thyself, and His presence shall cheer thee. He will not walk with the proud or the scornful. Humble thyself to walk with God. To this man will I look. To this woman will I look, to those who tremble at my word. So, Lord, we've heard your word tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Let us pray. Those who like to remain and pray, some of you may have to go at this time, but let us go with God. And seek His face. Pray for that response that pleases Him. Oh, God resists the proud. God gives grace to the humble. Hallelujah. Brother Frank Costanza, will you pray with us? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So thankful that we could be here this morning. I'm thankful that you have spoken to us. And we have heard how some of these men that were spoken of, Lord, did not follow you wholeheartedly. And we and have mercy on them, Lord, as they turn to you, as you work in them, or as you show them their need of you. And Lord, we see that as they humble themselves before you and gave you that response, that you worked in their hearts and you changed their lives. And Lord, this night we come before you as those who want to know you better and sense our need of you. And also, Lord, as people who have not lived before you in a perfect way, but Lord, we come to you asking for your help.
Yes.
That we can have the response that you call us to, Lord. That we can live the life that you call us to.
Yes.
That we can be your servants, yes. That we can be effective, Lord, as you yes. have called us to.
Yes.
And Lord, we know, we have heard it from your word, that when that response is given, you will work. So tonight, Lord, we ask that you will do a work in our hearts. And not only this night, I pray that this will not be something that we will forget, and that we will just not heed after this evening, Lord, but I pray that it will be something that you would like deeply in our hearts, that we would deal with you, Lord, and that you would work, and that your name would be glorified. We are thankful, knowing that you have worked, and that you are working.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, the Lord has drawn so near to us tonight, and we're so thankful. And when we do leave this place, let us go with him. Let us go quietly to our places. We don't want to disturb his working in our hearts or those who may be remaining here to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Looking forward to tomorrow. The Lord's Day, as John Newton says, days of all the days the best. Praise the Lord and thank him for what he's done for us thus far, but looking ahead to what he is working now and will continue to do. Praise the Lord. Give us faith, Lord, and in response to you, glory to Jesus. Wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.